We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, continuing Pshat in our Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Macharoyze shal dogim." If you have a string of fish, there's no simen, and you can keep it. You don't have to announce it. Freiti Amara, Amai lahave kesher simen. L'chayra kesher should be a simen. The not should be a simen. And for the Gemara, b'ktara d'tzayda in a fisher's knot, the kuli am hachim akatri. That everyone agrees. Everyone makes a knot that way, and therefore it's not a simen. So what's Mar's kasha? Kasha should be a simen. So the problem is, if you remember that Chaf Amud Beis, which is a long time ago, like 3-4 days ago. So on Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara there says, like by the star, it says Lame will have a kasha simen. Shamet will have a kasha simen. It's mashma that's not so posh. And here the Gemara is asking a kasha simen. So we're showing a different pshatim. Some of them say the Gemara really means to ask the kasha. Let it be a raya from here. The kasha is not a simen. That's Mar's kasha. The answer is no, it's not a raya here because it's a fisher's knot, and therefore it's a normal knot. For the Gemara, have a minion simon. Let the amount of fish be a simon. And for the Gemara, beyond the Shavan, it was everyone strung the fish the same way, and therefore there was the same amount of fish. And therefore, how many fish? There's no simon on that. We just asked the kasha, but now we're clear. Minion have a simon or lay have a simon? Is a minion enough of a simon? Because the guy can take a wild guess. You know, you have these people who could guess numbers. You know, they guess numbers. It's not a big riot. So, is that a simon or not? That's the question. If someone finds kalim, utensils of silver or copper, he finds pieces of lead, or different metal kalim, should not return that to give a simon, or you have the weight. And the Gemara names on the Mishkal have a simen, Mida Uminyanami have a simen. If Mishkal is a simen, the weight, so for sure the size and the number of it is a simen. Like Tosha speaks out, Bashma, the Mida and Minyan is better than Mishkal. Akaponim, that's what we see from here, that he says Mida is better, we see Minyan or Mida is for sure better than Mishkal, and therefore we see from here that Minyan is a simen. Send the Mishnah, the Chatichish Shalbasar, a cut of meat. Huh?
Why are you keeping the Mishnah?
Where? In which case? Yeah. So we answer because there was a normal minion. It was a typical minion. Everyone had the same minion, so it was not a rye. Minion is a simon, but
it's not the typical five.
Right, yeah. That's not a minion. Simon. Everyone knows five. Everyone knows everyone's strings. He says always they found a string of fish. Everyone knows you put five fish on it. So therefore they're gonna know that it's five. So it's not a simon. Saying the Mishnah, that piece of basa also not a simon. For eating tomorrow, a mile, I have a mishkla simon. Why don't you say the weight, and that should be a simon? Why don't you say mishkla shavim? All pieces of meat that were sold in the butcher were always the same weight. For eating tomorrow, I have a chedira gufa simon. What type of cut of meat? Is it corned beef, astrami? The Gemara gives different answers. Oy the dafka, is it from the neck, or one pshat means the flanking? Oy the atmo, from the thigh? Say what piece of meat it is. Mila tanya, then we have a brisa that says, motza chaticha is dogim. You find different pieces of fish, or vidag nashuch, a bitten fish, chayv l'harchus, you have to announce it, because that is a simen. Mashma, the chatichas are a simen. It says vayta in the brayse, chavius, shal yayim, shal shem, shal tvua, barrels of wine, oil, wheat, shal gregris, or raisins, shal zesim, or olives, harayel shloy. Halach is that here, these things, you're allowed to keep. So, we'll talk about that soon, but the kasha is from the beginning of the brayse. The brayse says, chatichas dogim is chayv l'harchus. So you see, a chaticha is a simen, and for the Gemara, it's not a simen. Hakamai eskinon, b'dikas simono b'piska. That there's only, what it means is, not which side of the fish is, the tail or the head. That's not what it means, chaticha. It means the way it was cut. That's what it means, chaticha. You cut it in a certain way. Ki ha de rabba baravuno, machtich le'atlasa karnasa. Used to make the piece of meat with three corners. That's a reference to Haman over here. The three corners is to cut the meat like a triangle and send it home. And this way, they knew that the shliach didn't switch it. It was very hard to cut a piece of meat that way. Raw meat is very hard to cut perfectly. He used to cut it that way. So it was a simen. And that would be a simen. But the flanking or the roast or the rib roast, that's not a simen. That's not a simen. See, it's similar to the noshuch, that there's simen inside the fish, not what type of cut. It's in the fish. So that when it says chaticha is daga, means because it was cut a certain way, and that was the simen that we're handling. And that's, our mission is not talking about that. The mission is talking about a regular slice of basa, a regular side of a roast. So there, it could be anything. And that's why it's no simen in our Mishnah.
Amamar. Chavish Yayim Shoshemen. Learned the Braisa that you have barrels of wine, Shoshemen, oil, Shoshetua, grain, Shoshagroigris, dried figs, Shoshesim, and Shemen, which is olives, Hareel Shloy. These things you're allowed to keep. Frank, the Gemara about Tanah, and we learned in the Mishnah, that's a Braisa, in the Mishnah of Chavay, Kada Yayim, and Kada Shemen. If you have these jugs of wine or oil, Chayav Lachas, why? Because the wine, because the barrel has, we're assuming the barrel has a simen. So what's the difference between Chavish and Kadim? Amrav Zay, Rav Rav. That there's no simon in the barrel itself or the jug itself. That's typical. The difference is, was it sealed or not? Amram Zeru Amarav, Masnisim Barashim. The Mishnah says you have to return it. It's talking about it had a seal. And saying that it was sealed is the simon, according to Rashi. Saying that it was sealed it was the simon, that's what Rashi learns. Taisa learns Barashim means, if you look at Taisa Barashim, we can look at it inside. Shekol Baal Bais Oyser Rishimasim Mashonim Mashachaveri. Every Baal Bais makes the seal different than his friend. They have a simon, and it's a simon. And Bryce is where out of Rishima. That's more tarot right now. Frank the Gemara, Machal, the Bryce, the Pesuach. What are you telling me? The Bryce, the Chavias are open? Pesuach, Avei de Medasi. You're definitely allowed to keep it in such a way. Because Avei de Medas. The Bryce doesn't say a Chiddush then. The guy threw it out. You leave an open barrel where animals could jump right in. That's Mamish Avei de Medas. That's not a Shiloh. So what's going on over here? Dr. Gemara, Rav Hoshia, Ben Matzuf. Mamatzev. Talking about Avadi, you covered it, but you didn't seal it. You just put the cover on. Therefore, according to Tosfos, there's no simon in the seal because there is no seal. According to Rashi, also, that's not enough of a simon. That's not really sealed, just covered. That's not a seal. Abayam, no. Filtem, Idi, Vidi, Barashim. They're both sealed. So what's the pshat? Like Kasham, Kam, Koib, Shiftuho, Oitzrois, Kan, Laacha, Shiftuho, Oitzrois. After, before the opening of the Oitzrois, the opening of the storehouses, so anyone who has a covered bottle of wine, so at that point everyone has a covered. Everyone has before the oiches open up. There, they didn't start selling the chavis yet. And who makes a roshim? Who seals the thing? They don't seal it yet. They want to keep it open. So when the buyers come, this guy's a wholesaler. When the store owners come, they want to smell the wine. They keep it open. It's only sealed after they sell it off, after the oitzers open up, the store has opened up. So we're saying the braisa that says that you'll have to keep it is koidim shiftuho oitzers. So there, koidim shiftuho oitzers, there is no simin because, no, I'm saying the opposite. The braisa says that areya shloisa went after the oitzers. So there, saying roshim is not a simin. Of course, everything is roshim. Everything is sealed after the oitzers open up. Everything is sealed then. It's not a simin. Masha'inkit, our Mishnah that says that there is a simon, it's talking about koidim, and there, who seals it? If you seal it, that's a simon. So going to Rashi's Pshat, that the seal itself, just being sealed, is a simon. Tosfos learns in his Pshat that the point is like this, that before Niftachu Hayetzros, if the seal has the Baal Bayis, we know it belongs to him. But afterwards, it's not a right. You know why? Because 20 stores bought from the same wholesaler. So just because it has his stamp on it, Kedem stamp on it, everyone has Kedem on it. So therefore, it's not a right. That's how you learn. So basically, the Morris says the price is a right. Shaloi holds the Roshim is not a simin. So when after Niftachu Hayetzros, the Mishnah the word Koidim is Niftachu Hayetzros, and that's where it is a simin. And call Echel Fi Pshate, Rashi's Pshat and Taisa's Pshat. Kihoda Rav Yaakov Abba Eshkach, we say, Amar Ma'achach Shaloi Hayetzros, we hear it's not a simin. Also, come in the way, Amalei Zilshko Nashko, take it for yourself, because it's not a simon. Again, why it's not a simon? According to Rashi, because everyone seals it then, so the seal alone is not a simon. According to Tosfos, it's not a simon, because everyone can have the same Balabas's seal. So, the more right. Mokim have a simon, only have a simon. We had a machlokes before, Rabba and Rava, the more it clears the shiloh over here. Is Mokim a simon or not a simon? That's as clear. Zog the Gemara, Amalei Tanesua, have a brisa, Motzchav, Shal Yam, Shal Shem, Shal Tvu, Shal Groigris, Shal Zaysim, Reish, Shaloi. If you find the Chavias of wine, or oil, or grain, or dried figs, or olives, you'll have to keep it. Vizag the Makam, Simon, Likris Makam. Announce the Makam. Announce that you found this Makam, and it'll tell you what they found, that Makam. It should be a Simon. That's Rashi, always. Likris Makam means you announce, I found this Makam. Omrav Zvid, Hach Mayaskinam, Baraksa the Nahara. You found it on the riverbanks, all the ships that bring in the wine from France, they land up over here on Rocks of the Nara. So it's not a big chiddush that you found the Rocks of the Nara. That's where all the barrels come in. So it's not a makam, it's not a simon there. I'm going to have a my time. I'm going to have a Rocks of the Nara, I have a simon. Then we tell him,
Just like your barrel landed there, Sharm Lachavrik also, your friend's barrel landed there also. And Ikad Amri, really, this is the reasoning why no Mokim is a Simon. Omra Vari, my time Rabbanon Mokim loy have a Simon. Why would the Rabbanon say that Mokim loy have a Simon, which is really a Mandiyam before, which is really Rabbah? The Amrina Lay, we say, Kehecha the Sharm Lidach, Hai Mokim, Sharm Lachavrik. Just like you land up this place, your friend also land up the Hai Mokim. It could be the same thing. Someone found kufra, which is pitch, in near the meitzarta, which is the wine press. And the normal thing was that you sealed the wine barrels with this pitch, so it was very normal to find this near there. So Shaz is allowed to keep it or not. Also, can make the rab. Keep it. This guy was being, he wasn't sure. He's a very firm guy, and he was very nervous. He says, it's my kaneva. It's not kaneva. Omalei, so Rav says, you know what? Split it with my son, showing that, I really hold my psak. Omalei, zup loig le lechi abri. Split it with my son. Mine, from it. So what's the pshat? Leimo ksava Rav, mokim lav a simen? L'char it's a mokim, lam a simen. Omalei, Rav, abo, mishu yish ba'al mogaba. Techazu, techachadi v'chalfi. He saw it was very old. Since it was very old, already grew, it was growing mold on it already. So we knew that after Yom Rabim, and for sure, the Bailam was miyayish. And this is a new chiddush over here, that something that has mold on it, we can assume that the Bayam was miyayish already. Zog to Gemara Vayit. We had at the end of our Mishnah, we're finishing up the Mishnah now, Kavaldik explaining the Mishnah. It says, Hashem ben Elazar Eimer, kol kli ampuria, ein chayiv lahachris. Now what does ampuria stand for? Rashi says, stands for ein poi raya. There's no raya from this. Gemara is going to explain now. My ampuria, Omer Yehuda Mashmuel, kelim chadoshim shloshavosan ayin. Talking about a brand new kelim that was not possible for the eye to get used to yet. There's no tvias ayin on it yet. If you buy a brand new mixer, even if you're a Talmud Chacham and you don't have a lie, you don't really have tvias ayin because every single mixer looks exactly the same. Until you use it a little bit, you have a few scratches, it always looks the same. So it ain't pi raya, as ampuria stands for, it's brand new and no shloshavosan ayin. Frag demara, hey chidami, e is bu simen, if it has a simen. So why didn't you return it? Kiloshav zayin mayhava. So of course, why should you return it? It has a simon. Either less bo simon doesn't have a simon, because if vasan ayin mayhava, and if it doesn't have a simon, so then what would help after a few weeks when he really has to be a sign? What's pshat? Mar says loy lam less bo simon has no simon. So what would help having it a few weeks? Nafkamin la adur la tzurva merabanan matvias ayna. Halach is you're allowed to give something back to Talmud Chacham with tvias ayin. Sivasan ayin kim lu gavayo. If he has it a while, then he knows what it is. Even though he has tvias ayin there, but it's not really tvias ayin because everyone has the same thing. And you don't give it back to him. Now, when we say, what is a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham is a person who does not lie. He only changes deeper for these next three things. These three things, it's normal for Talmidei Chachamim to change the real story. What are the three things? B'masechta. Masechta means that if someone asks you, do you know Masechta Sivam is cold? He says, no. Even though maybe he does know it's cold, but it's a derech and say he doesn't know it. Now, even though Tais is asked that the loch is, so what do you mean? And if someone asks you, shouldn't the gam game? So Tais explains, someone asks you a shayla, of course you should answer right away. If you know the dinner, you know the hara, or to teach it to him, don't be an unav then. It just means that they ask you, how much do you know? Are you a Bucky and Shas? Say, no, I'm not a Bucky and Shas. That's Derech Hanava. Upuraya. Puraya means, Rashi says, they asked him, Shemashta mitasecha? That's not me that sneers. And Tosfos changed a little bit. Tosfos says that the question was, he asked him, is he a Balkari or not? That, why are you coming to my Spanish? Say, were you a Balkari? And he could say, no, I was not feeling well. He's allowed to lie about that. And in the spirit of the Yomim that we are in, some kind of Puraya means, drinking wine on Purim. I think that's what Masha learns, that Puraya is, we have, Shah Puraya means the lotion of bed, which means the lotion of Balkari or Tashmish. The Masha says like this, Yesh Shloim HaPi Masha Kosa Puraya Kamen HaMegillah, L'chayiv Adam L'Vesumei Puraya Ad Lo Yodah V'Nor HaMon, Avidir Van Der Shan Loim Ad Lo Yodah Gamu Im Inu V'Vuslim Kol Kach V'Yodah. He's allowed to make believe he's drunk also. He knows because of Kamachos going to get very drunk. So therefore he can make believe he's drunk. That's what Zeh state in the Masha. He's allowed to lie a little bit on that. Uva spiza, and the third thing is a spiza. Spiza means that you're allowed to, you guess by someone, the guy asks you, how was it? you're allowed to say, you know, it wasn't amazing, because you don't want people, the loy mali, if you're talking to people who are like looking for a good meal, but they don't care about anything else, they just want a good meal, then you don't want them coming to this guy's house. You're allowed to lie a little bit about that to save the host from having inchi loy mali come. You're also allowed to lie for those three things. So my nafkamina, why we're saying they're allowed to lie for these three things? In order to give him back aveda or tfiyas ayin, if you know by this guy, this Talmud Chacham, l'mishani ela b'hani klas, if you only lies in these three things, you give back the aveda with tfiyas ayin. V'mishani b'mila achrina, but if he changes his dibur by other things, loy madrina, you do not give it back to him. And the more ends with one more story to explain what Talmud Chacham is not enough if he doesn't change his dibur. He always has to be careful of people's money. Mazutra was staying somewhere by a certain hotel, and the hotel's owner, silver, got stolen. So they didn't know who it was. They asked the Rav, Mazutra, maybe you can help me find the culprit. Chazel hu bar be Rav. He saw this bacher, the mashi yadea, he washed his hands, v'nogiv bagalima dechavre, and he dried it on his friend's shirt. Omar, hai nu hai. He's the guy who stole it. He doesn't care about the money of his friend. Kafte, they tied him up. Vaidi Taka was Maida, that he's the culprit, because anyone who doesn't care about other people's money is a sign that it could be a ganev, and therefore that's how they found him. So there's two things you need in order to get the thing back with Tfiyas Ayin. First of all, he doesn't lie, and also he's very careful with other people's money.